today I wanted to talk about the benefits to actually coming from a neutral, loving place. And when you come from this place, it's more so a perspective. The perspective that there's equal support and challenge. There's actually nothing missing. And that for every event or circumstances, as much as you're supported, you're challenged. As much as you're challenged, there also be support. So this is important because what often happens is we create this perception that there's actually more good than bad or more bad than good. And let's say we put somebody on a pedestal. We're like, this person is awesome. And Dr. John DeMartini does such a great job teaching this. So if you're infatuated with somebody, if you think this person's the end all be all, you're like, I really admire this person in whatever area of life it might be. Maybe finances, career, health, beauty, whatever. As much as you're infatuated with that trait, you're actually going to resent the opposite. So if it's finances, you think the fact that this individual has finances isn't admirable, you're going to then resent somebody who doesn't have that same level of wealth or abundance. And sometimes that can be yourself. So the trait or the person or the thing that you're infatuating with actually creates the opposite, and you end up resenting the opposite of it. So it's actually really fascinating. The things that you're most, that you think are just good are actually creating some of the things that are actually making you miserable. So that's why it's so important not to just get super excited and swing one way or resent the opposite way, because as far as you swing one way, equal and opposite will be. So it's actually wiser to come from a more heart-centered, neutral approach. So, and that's where it could be from gratitude, from love, from inspiration, where you're coming from this place of you're choosing to see both sides. So maybe this person has finances, but maybe a drawback to them is that they're not spending time on their health or their family, or they're focused in their ego and they don't have the same spiritual awareness that they would if they weren't working so much. Seeing that there's always equal support and challenge. And then for the person that maybe you're resenting, well, what are some of the benefits to maybe where they're at? Maybe they're growing. Maybe it's allowing them to have more time in their highest values. The more you can come from a neutral, balanced way, it allows you to connect with your heart. You'll swing less in your emotions, which will create less fear. And that's the place to create from this place of love, knowing that nothing's actually missing. And the world's a super fascinating place. The more you can learn about it, the more you know about it, the more you know the rules of the game. So the rules of the game are, no matter what happens, there's always equal support and challenge. So something that you think is all awesome, look for some of the drawbacks. The things that you think suck, look for some of the benefits, and you'll start to see the magic of the universe. So if there is something where you are, maybe you're getting stuck, and you feel like you have a one-sided balance, start looking for the opposite. If you want a little extra help on this, let me know. We can get you on a free call, the free So In Love With Your Life session. If you haven't heard me talk about it yet, I love doing them. It's a great way to help you get back into your heart. So let me know, links below. Let's have some fun.